TK and Slats on the Big Sports Breakfast, the Supercards. It's been an unbelievably good season with plenty of action, drama and controversy, which we love about the sport. And Mark Frosty Winterbottom joins us on the line for what we call his home event. G'day, Frosty.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
You've got to own this homebush circuit.
It's the last one, so yeah, a bit of bragging rights if you can finish off the last ever one, because the stats, they can't change. So hopefully, yeah, we can go out on a high. And hasn't been our year in terms of results, but, you know, last homebush, finished the year on a win. That's all we can do. So hopefully it's a good weekend for us.
One thing that did surprise me, Frosty, about this when they announced it was going to be the last one, I don't think there were too many tears from all the drivers. Did it live up to the early raps, homebush?
It served its purpose. It was It was really good when it first came in. I think it's in its eighth year now. But it's physical and it's just one of those tracks. If your car is good, you love it, and if your car is slightly off, you hate it, because there's 90% chance that you'll end up in the fence, you know. So it's one of those tough events. But the crowds have sort of dropped each year a little bit, and Newcastle now is going to be massive. So it sort of served its time, served its purpose, but you know, it needed a replacement. So Newcastle's going to be massive. That's the next step for our category. And 8 years of homebush is definitely, you know, it's been enough. It's served what it's meant to do.
And it's come down to Red Bull and the team. You've got Shane Van Gisbergen made on top. He's looking for his first driver championship, and Jamie can still get there, though, can't he, I think, points-wise?
He can. I wouldn't bet my house on Win Cup winning, because Van Gisbergen's in the perfect spot. But, you know, that homebush race, anything can happen. We've seen previous years that, you know, mechanical reliability. I was watching last night the classic race where 15 cars ended up in the fence in the rain. You know, anything can happen out there. So that's why it's never over till the last lap. But, you'd have to say Van Gisbergen is pretty well, he's almost got that trophy. They just haven't handed it to him yet. But, anything can happen. But Van Gisbergen's well and truly, he's almost there.
Mark, when you do the post-mortem for the season, which I imagine you've probably started already, I think it happens on a daily basis with you guys, what would you be doing differently? You and the team, I mean.
Yeah, just we haven't been good enough this year, haven't been quick enough, so.
Right. Oh, just dropped out, unfortunately.
Haven't been quick enough, and the mobile phone battery life isn't long enough.
No, which is a little bit of an issue, because, you know, these guys are all so super competitive, and it often gets down to just split seconds, and we've seen that at this level, this super competitive level, which is the supercar. Sorry, Mark, I was just asking you, what would you like to be doing better, both yourself and as a team, when you look back at this year?
Yeah, we haven't been quick enough. And when you're not quick enough, it sort of exposes all your weaknesses, and yeah. And we just got to get car speed. That's sort of the thing, and that's easier to say and really hard to do. But there's been times I've tried to overdrive the car as well. And when you do your own report, two drive through penalties at Darwin, I probably wouldn't do that again. Sort of pretty average. And you know, the reliability with the brakes at Bathurst, and just, you can look at everything and pinpoint it. But when you're not quick enough, you look at all your ifs and buts. But you know, last year when we had car speed, everything happened perfectly, because you're in front and you're not counting every point like you are this year and stuff like that. So we just, car speed's it. We get that back, then most of the other stuff will sort itself out. But yeah, a lot of work to do to get up to those Red Bull guys. They're really, really quick at the moment.
Yeah, look, they are. And all three of them, mate, they're 1, 2 and 3 in the driver championship. I mean, can other teams match what they're doing? Obviously, they've got it right.
Yeah, you hope you can, but year in, year out, they prove they're the team to beat, and that's why, you know, last year's win's so satisfying, because we beat them for 12 months, so you know you can do it, and you know the team can do it, and you can sort of get that confidence. But they're a team that don't stay down, they're ahead of the game, and when you think you've caught them, they can just go that next step again. So we just got to have a good look at it and just make sure we're ahead of the game and just when things are coming, we've got to have solutions before they arrive, and that's tough to do, but they do it very well, and we think we can catch them, but then how much further they can raise the bar, that's the scary part. So hopefully they don't improve too much more and we can get to them.
Well, you got Orcon Steel, who's signed up to continue past this year, so you can just keep spending their money.
It's good, and when I crash, I can just keep fixing it with steel. So it's a perfect sponsor for us. So, yeah, they've been on board with me for 11 years or 12 years now. So,
wow.
It's, yeah, amazing. They've come on again, and, yeah, great supporters. So, yeah, lucky to have them on board.
And just on Shane as a driver, mate, what makes him so good?
He doesn't really care. Like, he's one of those guys that he's a racer. He doesn't care about the politics and that side of it. He's just will race anything. You see him in any category around the world. He's racing anything, and he's competitive in everything. So, yeah, just a real racer. Doesn't get caught up in the drama and the antics of the behind the scenes stuff. I think he just loves racing, and you can picture him smiling, just having a good time, when some of us probably take it too serious. So, yeah, he's just a true racer.
That's youth. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a shame it's wasted on the young, as they say. Mate.
It'll go. He'll get older, it'll go.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, good luck. Race well.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Enjoy the last one, the Sydney 500, and just to let you know that fans will get free trackside entry on Friday to witness Supercars support category racing action. Register for free tickets at supercars.com.
Jamie's the favourite.
Jamie at $2.50. Van Gisbergen, $2.75. McLaughlin has raced well. He's fourth in the championship. He's $10. And Frosty's at $11.